Don, hey, we're on the air. Are you okay?
Oh, Yael, who needs science when you're in love?
Oh, brother, here we go again. I'll just have to do this myself. Well, you've probably noticed that Don seems to be experiencing an early stage of emotional involvement. As you can hear, he's feeling romantic, passionate, giddy, and euphoric. And these feelings aren't purely psychological. If we were to take a blood sample, we'd discover high levels of certain chemicals in Don's blood. The first of these is dopamine, which is also activated by drugs like cocaine and nicotine. The second is adrenaline, the hormone that your body uses to respond to emergencies. So it's no wonder that Don is a little hyperactive and having trouble concentrating.
Huh? What?
But there's no need to worry. As with any stimulant, eventually Don will develop a tolerance for the object of his affections. When that happens, all this ecstasy will be replaced by the mellower feelings associated with long-term relationships, feelings like peacefulness and security. And if we were to take a blood sample from Don during those especially intimate moments, we'd discover high levels of oxytocin, the same hormone that promotes bonding between mother and child during nursing.
Whoa, children? Nursing?
From the perspective of evolution, this bonding between adults has an important function. It keeps couples together until their children are able to take care of themselves.
I thought this program was supposed to be about electrical storms.
Say goodbye, Don.
What? We're finished already?
This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating hand-woven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979.
I think today's program was prepared by Denise Brown with help from Joseph Neer in the Medical Sciences program. I'm Don Glass.
Are you sure?
Yep.
And I'm Yael Cassander.